New MLB study comes out and says, duh, hello, it's written by Captain Obvious. Velocity is the culprit for the rash of arm injuries we've had in Major League Baseball over the last few years. Hi, how much money did you spend on that freaking study? I could have told you that. Asking people to max out starting at the age of 8 is going to cause arm issues.
Right. I think, yeah, anything harder, faster, stronger, obviously it puts more wear and tear on the human body. But I think that's right. It is a Captain Obvious take. At the same time, we've talked about this enough. I've talked to several different people, from doctors to pitching coaches to Scott, everybody across the board, and pitchers, relievers, people of that generation, people of this generation. And I've come to a conclusion, it, like you said, it starts at 8 years old. It starts with how the kids are brought up today, how they're specialists, how they play baseball, one sport only, not like us when we were kids growing up playing football, basketball, seasonal sports. Right. You put a kid when he's 8, 10, 12 years old and put him on 100 games a year schedule. And it's not the fact there's rules in place. As a 12-year-old,
nobody pays attention to those rules.
Well, absolutely they do. But you, as a 12-year-old,
if I'm going to go play on one travel team, then I play on a second travel team.
Correct. Sure,
maybe I'll be good for this travel team, that travel team. Overall, I'm not.
Rich, that's what I was going to say. That's the reason. There's rules within a league. There's rules within a league. But the problem is little Johnny's pitching his 60-pitch limit, and he can't pitch for 5 days, but he'll just go to Team B. And they don't care. And that's where it starts. And then I think at the pro level, it starts to come to fruition.
And that's the parents. If you're a dad and you're letting your kid pitch for two different teams and he's exceeding those limits, doubling up what they're supposed to do, then shame on that dad. And if you're a coach, you know he's playing for that other travel team and you're just turning a blind eye to it. You don't deserve to coach. You're an idiot.
Well, the thing is this, every parent is kind of delusional as far as with their kid, and my kid's going to be the next X. Well, let me give you some, statistically, but he's probably not going to be, and you're better off letting your kid be a kid and enjoy it. Usually the guys that make it to the big leagues, I think they're born a big leaguer, and whether they fulfill that or not, yeah, there's a lot of steps you've got to. But there's a certain amount of speed, fast twitch, muscle fiber you're born with, and you're either at the highest level or you're not. Childhood is about being a kid. It's about playing. It's about playing all the sports. And I just think the way we go about it now, if you're 8 years old and you play year-round baseball, that's not going to make you a better big leaguer. Whereas if you just did what we used to do and play football and basketball, that player, if he's got the passion at the sport he pursues, he's going to be the same player. You know, you think about the ultimate as a Michael Jordan. Oh, he didn't make his high school basketball team. If Michael Jordan wouldn't have picked up a basketball until he was 16 years old, he'd still be Michael Jordan.
Right. Okay.
The way it is. So, it has nothing to do with how many games he played when he was 5.
All right. So give me real quick, because I want to get to Eric, who's waiting to come on the program, your childhood friend, to talk about your golf trip to Pebble Beach. Real quick. Velocity seems to be the culprit. It's the kryptonite for pitcher's arm strength. Baseball has gotten so wrapped up in the algorithms and the spin rate and velo and all the rest of this, there is no relief from us doing things that we know hurt the game. Meaning, if you don't throw hard, you're not going to get scattered. You don't have velocity, you're not going to make it to the next level. Because when they put all that into their algorithm, you don't pan out the way they want you to. It is counterintuitive to health that velocity is such a big portion of what we do. And I don't know how baseball cannot continue to self-harm.
Well, I don't know. And it's tough because I was never a pitcher, so I really can't speak to that. I can speak to it as a hitter. And they
What got you noticed?
No, I can speak to it as being a hitter. And here's the deal. It's like you talk about, oh, he swings too hard. That guy swings too hard. That I don't know a player. I don't know a big league hitter that when it was a 3-1 count and we're looking for a certain pitch and we got our certain pitch, that we put a nice solid swing on it. We're swinging at max velocity. That's all I knew was max velocity. I don't know. Oh, I'm going to give it an 80% swing. That's BS. John Olerud was smooth as silk and was pretty. Ken Griffey Jr., that's a pretty swing. But Ken Griffey Jr. is swinging just as hard as I am.
Right,
mine swinging isn't as smooth.
Swinging a bat's not going to hurt you.
But that's all I know. So as a pitcher, if you need my best fastball right now, some may look pretty doing it. Some may look all over the place, but it's the same max effort. So the fact that you're putting a precedent on max effort and that being the main metric
to get,
you're going to have more injuries, but the guys that have the ability to hit 98 on a gun, it's not because they just decided, oh, I'm going to throw as hard as I can. Now, I think guys have been throwing as hard as they can for 100 years. It's just really put on the,
can
on
I
the
throw as right okay. Now. I'll ask you this. And we're going to bring Eric in.
Can you ask Eric about when he was pitching, did he max effort or did he really try to?
Did you throw max? So when you're in the box, is he throwing max effort, just rearing back, giving something extra on that on every pitch? I got a 10 pitcher bat against Brett. Am I giving you something that every last bit I can, like it's the last pitch I'll ever throw for the rest of my life, every single pitch?
Well, are you a 10-year professional or are you 14 years old? When you're 14, I'll guarantee you, you're giving max effort at all times. That's what we do. We're not well versed enough.
Right. And that's
what we were doing that 100 years ago.
I think they're going plus max effort. Like you can't drive a car. Like I've had this conversation.
When's the last time you played baseball?
No,
what was your last year?
Don't give me that. I'm going to get mad at you.
Rich, I don't care if you get mad at me. You're misinterpreting what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying, what was your last year of baseball? And I'm going to ask you a question. What was your last year of competitive baseball?
High school.
Okay. In high school, Rich Herrera. See, you misinterpreted what I was.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell me you don't know anything.
Of course not.
I was going to get mad.
Your last year of high school baseball, did Rich Herrera, when asked to play, play at his max, or did he really have the wherewithal to say, no, I'm going to give you 80%?
No, you play with your max at all time. But what I'm talking about is, what I'm talking about is, it's like driving a car, right? You have fast cars. You like to drive fast, right?
I used to. I don't really.
Okay. But when you had your sports cars.
Sure.
How high would you rev up the engine? What would you get the RPMs up to?
Depends where I was. I didn't want to get a ticket.
But if it was open and you could just drive, you're just driving across the Utah desert, how fast, how high would you get would you be in the red line? Would you get the RPM up to the red line? Why not?
No. Nah, because
because you blow up the engine.
Right.
You can get to the red line every once in a while when you really need to punch it, right? You can redline it for a couple minutes, but can I redline it for a five-hour drive? No, you'll blow up your engine. And that's what Dr. Andrews told me. So I've had this conversation with Dr. Andrews, you know, it took over for Dr. Job. He said, what happens is, you could throw hard, but if you max effort on every pitch the entire season as a little kid through high school, through college, through the NFL, or through Major League Baseball, you're going to blow out your arm. And that's what we're seeing. And why do they do that? Because the only way you get noticed is if you have maximum velocity. That's why they always say, would Greg Maddux get drafted today? Yeah, probably because he's a Hall of Fame pitcher. But how many kids do we see throw 100 miles an hour, straight as an arrow, no movement and everything else? Because we've emphasized how hard you throw, not how well you pitch.
Well, all right, so we can disagree on this. I don't care what anybody says. Uh-huh. Any 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old player that is not wise beyond his years, every single pitch, he is giving every single percent of effort he can possibly give. If he didn't, I'd think, wow, this guy's onto something. He's actually – How does he know not to do that? You get a Greg Maddux, you get a 5-year, 10-year veteran.
When's the last time you heard anybody go, hey, teach that kid how to take a little something off and move it around?
That's what you learn in the professional ranks. That's what the great ones learn. Less is more sometimes.